You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God abundantly provides for us. Discover more in week 3 of Knowing God.
We are now in our third week of our week series or new series. Ang title po nung series po natin ay Knowing God. The goal of this series is for us to deepen our knowledge of God. Para po mas makilala po natin si Lord, so that it will result to a deeper relationship and eventually stronger faith and worship towards Him. So yun po yung goal ng series natin. So as I start, gusto ko po kayong itanong ng mga katanungan na ito. Okay, I want to ask you these questions. First question I want to ask is, do you know God? Pwede po itong sagutin. Do you know God? Okay. Yung iba parang, kinda. It depends. When? On Sunday, yes, I know Him. Second question, how well do you know God? So it's not a question anymore of, do you know God? Because alam nyo ba, sa Bible, even demons know God. So kung kilala mo si Lord, medyo same level na kayo ng demon. Nakaka-encourage po ba yan? Second question is, how well do you know God? Third question is, how can you say that you know God well? Anong proof? Paano mo masasabi na kilala mo si Lord, na may relationship ka kay Lord? You know, I hope ito pong series na to ay makatulong for you to know who God is. At eventually, mas maging close yung relationship niya sa Kanya. First and foremost, I want to start by saying, it is impossible to know God without a relationship with Him. Ulitin ko po ha, it is impossible to know God without first and foremost a relationship with Him. At yung relationship po na yun, eh hindi po kayo yung nag-initiate. This relationship with God is God-initiated. Paano po in-initiate ni Lord yung relationship? When He died on the cross 2,000 years ago so that our sins can be forgiven. So, inoffer niya po yung forgiveness, and when you accepted that forgiveness, then that's the start of your relationship with Him. So, hindi po nag-start yung relationship niyo nung nagpe-pray ka. Hindi po nag-start yung relationship niyo nung nagbabasa ka na ng Bible. Hindi po yun. Apart from the relationship that He initiated, we cannot have a relationship with Him. Kaya nga po sobrang blessed tayo eh. Na si Lord mismo yung nag-initiate ng relationship. Hindi mo na kailangan pilitin si Lord. Bago ka pa ipanganak, namatay na si Lord para sa mga kasalanan mo. Kailangan mo lang tanggapin. And you know, there are a lot of ways where God chooses to reveal Himself. Marami pong paraan. The primary way that He shows Himself of who He is through the Word of God, through the Bible. Imposible po na makilala mo si Lord kung hindi ka po nagbabasa ng Bible. Okay? Kasi dun po mo siya makikilala, starting with a relationship with Him. I remember nung high school po ako, meron po akong tito na commentator po siya sa simbahan, sa Katoliko. Okay? So yung ginagawa po niya is, kunwari, pag andyan na po yung reading, the first reading, or reading from the, ganyan, yun po, siya yung gumagawa nun. So definitely, meron po siyang Bible sa bahay. So yung Bible minsan, nandun lang sa altar, nakabukas sa isang page. Yung part na yun, yun na yung nanigas na, yung alam mo yun, yung maalikabok na. Familiar po ba yung iba sa atin? Minsan may mga nakaano yung word ni God, ginagawa ng display. So ako, as a very curious kid, okay, I opened yung pong Bible kasi nga gusto kong makilala si Lord eh. And then when I opened the Bible, I started with the book of Genesis. Eh, Tagalog pa po yung Bible niya. Okay, so yung binabasa ko, hindi ko maintindihan. Kasi ang lalim po talaga ng mga salita. Tapos sa Genesis, puro pangalan po yung si anak na ganito, si ganito, anak na ganito, si ganito. Parang, ano naman pakialam ko kung anak niya si ganito. So I ended up closing the Bible and having this conclusion that I will not know God by reading the Bible kasi hindi ko nga maintindihan until I started to have a relationship with Christ. When I got saved, my leader told me to start reading the book of John. So hindi Genesis. Ayoko na ng Genesis. So nung time na nagbukas ako ng Bible, ang mindset ko pa rin is, maiintindihan ko kaya? Kasi nga, yung una ko nag-try magbasa, hindi ko maiintindihan. So I opened the book of in the Bible to the book of John, and when I was reading it, I was so amazed that it was like, you know, it's talking to me. Yung parang kinakausap ka, yung parang kumbaga hindi mo lang binabasa yung facts and you know, yung history, pero it's like it's speaking to you personally. And then I realized it made sense na may effect lang pala yung Bible when first and foremost you have a relationship with Christ. So what I'm saying is, even if you read your Bible every day, if you have not surrendered your life to Christ, if you do not repent of your sins, then somehow it won't speak to you. It won't make an effect. Kasi yung heart mo hindi pa repentant eh. Yung heart mo matigas pa. So, but then I want to promote that you read the Word of God. You know, God is not just limited in the Bible. Ang maganda po kay Lord, yes, you can know Him by reading the Word, but He is not just limited dun sa pagbabasa or nasa Bible. Okay? He can reveal Himself to us in many ways. Okay? Si Lord po, He's so big and He's so vast that He cannot be boxed. And He cannot just be known through the Bible. There are many ways. You know, I have been walking with God for 15 years now. It's not that long as compared to some of us. Maybe you've been walking with God for 20, 25, or 30 years. You know, I've been walking with God for 15 years. You know, the more I know God or know something about God, I realize that I don't really know Him well yet. Habang may nalalaman po ako tungkol kay God, mas nare-realize ko na, grabe no, sa sobrang laki ni Lord, sa sobrang vast ni Lord, it will take me a lifetime or two lifetimes or infinite lifetimes for me to know Him. So my goal for this preaching or for our series is somehow you will have a glimpse of who God is. Because it's impossible for you to know who God is fully. You will be crazy understanding who God is. Ganun po katindi yung Diyos na sineserve natin. Hindi po siya pwedeng maarok ng sobra at malagay sa utak nating lahat. Somehow, yung wisdom po natin, foolishness lang kay Lord. And that's why we talk about this series. 2 weeks ago, we talked about the glory of God revealed in man. Last week, we've talked about God's goodness amidst affliction. Today, we'll be talking about God's generosity. Fourth, we talk about next week, God's grace. And lastly, God's immeasurable greatness. So as we talk about generosity, I want us to all stand up. I'm reading in Psalm 65, and we'll be reading the whole book. So mga nag one chapter a day dyan, ito na po yung chance nyo kung di pa po kayo nakapagbasa today. Okay? So let me read starting in verse 1. It says there, "Praise is due to you, O God in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you shall all flesh come. When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple. By awesome deeds, you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation and the hope of all the ends of the earth and the farthest seas. The one who by his strength established the mountains, being girded with might. Who stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, the tumult of the peoples. So that those who dwell at the ends of the earth are in awe at your signs. You make the going out of the morning and the evening to shout for joy. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its furrows, abundantly settling its ridges, softening it with showers, and blessing its growth. You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with abundance. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows cloth themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy. Let us pray. Lord, thank you that through this chapter in Psalm 65, we will understand how generous you are. Lord, I pray that, Lord, you use the preaching of your word so that we will know you deeper and better, which will result to a deeper relationship and a stronger faith in you. Lord, we thank you, Father. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You may now take your seats. Sino po sa inyo rito? Honestly and humbly, you could say na medyo malalim yung mga English na nandun sa verses. Taas niyo po yung kamay niyo. Ayan. Sino po sa inyo rito, pagkatapos natin basahin, parang, ano daw? Ang sabi. Hindi ko masyadong naintindihan. You know, when I was asked to preach this, I read Psalm 65 and I told Pastor Alfred, can you let other pastor preach? Kasi it's hard. I mean, mahirap po talaga. And you know, as I was studying it, I was just so amazed how rich these verses are and how generous God is. And I hope yung pong naging revelation ko when I was studying this and preparing for this, makuha nyo din po at maintindihan nyo kung gaano po ka-generous yung God na sinaserve natin. Bigyan ko lang po kayo ng background at context. Okay, yung pong binasa nating verses 1 to 13, okay, hindi po ito tula at hindi po ito binabasa. Okay, it was a community song of thanksgiving. So in short, when this was being presented, kinakanta po ito. Okay? Yung mga tao po, they were in awe of the blessings of God. At sa sobrang in awe po sila, it resulted to worship. At ito po yung worship na yon. Okay? It's a community worship of thanksgiving. At kung di nyo po, kung napansin nyo po, or probably baka hindi, nahati po sa tatlo, yung pong verses 1 to 13. Why do people thank God? Tatlo po yung reasons why people are thanking God. Una, yung mula sa verse 1 hanggang verse 5, ang medyo, kumbaga, na-highlight po dyan is yung mga tao nagte-thank you because of answered prayers and yung forgiveness po ni Lord. Sino mo ba sa inyo rito may mga in-answer na prayer si Lord nung fasting? Sino sa inyo rito naniniwala ka na i-answer ni Lord yung pinagpe-pray mo? And God's forgiveness as well. In verses 6 to 8, nag-thank you naman yung tao because God is mighty. God's mighty act of deliverance. Later on, we'll talk about that. And then lastly, in verses 9 to 13, God's bounty. Pag sinabi niyo pong bounty, generosity in the harvest. Okay? Nag-thank you po sila dahil sa ani. Okay? As a matter of fact, yung setting po nito is the scholars believed that during this time, the people were giving thanks to God because it was just after harvest. Okay, in Israel, there are three types of feasts where people thank God. So tignan po natin, bigyan ko lang po kayo ng unting history, okay lang po ba yun? Okay, in the old times, in the Old Testament, they celebrate these three feasts. Una is yung Feast of the Unleavened Bread o yung tinatawag na Passover. Ito po yung umaanis sila ng barley. Okay? So alam niyo po ba kung ano yung barley? Yun po yung kulay purple na pinapanood ng mga anak na ane. Okay? Sorry po, ang corny. Yung barley is a type of, it's a very cheap type of grain where it's used to make bread. Okay? So yun po yung ano, yun po yung pinag, kumbaga ito po yung unang ani, earliest harvest. It happens between March to April. So yan po yung ano, yan po yung Passover. Yung sumunod namang pong feast is Feast of Weeks o yung tinatawag na Pentecost. Ito naman is people harvest grain. Ito po yung mas higher form na ina-harvest nila and it's also used to make bread. Okay, just for your information din, ang Israel po is their staple food is bread. Meaning, hindi po kompleto ang meal nila kung wala pong tinapay. So kunwari, may kanin at may adobo, kailangan may tinapay. Parang hindi sila kumain pag walang tinapay. Parang yung iba po sa inyo rito, hindi po kompleto kung hindi may extra rice. Diba? Parang kulang pa. Pag nakadalawa na, ay, kompleto na yung meal ko. Ganon. So, ganun po yung Israel. And then lastly, yung pong tabernacles. Ano naman po yung tabernacles na yan? Yan po yung time, it happens, malapit na pong matapos yung taon, mga between September to October. Ito po yung umaani na nagpipitas po sila ng grapes. Yung grapes po, yun yung ginagamit nila sa wine. Okay? So, yan pong tatlong feast na yun, yan po yung mga sineselebrate usually ng mga Israelite nung time nila. And ito pong Psalm 65, the scholars believe that it was the tabernacles. Okay? It was just after them picking grapes and harvesting a great harvest, kaya sila nagte-thank you at nag-worship kay Lord. Okay? Yung pong festival during that time is characterized by public rejoicing. Meaning, di ba tayo pag nag-worship, parang minsan hiyang-hiya ka magpumalakpak kay Lord, di ba? Nangatayo ka lang, di, kulo ko, hindi ako papalakpak. Okay? Makasabihin nila, di ba? Fanatic ako, ganun. Hindi ako papalakpak. Basta kung kakanta man ako, mababa lang yung boses ko. Lower octave. Pero po sila, kapag nag-worship po sila, sumasayaw po, nag-iumiikot sila. Talagang pista at piesta because they're thanking God. Yun po yung picture, okay? Nung pong pag-worship nila. Why? Because they wanna give thanks to God. Because of what He had provided, yung harvest na pinrovide po ni Lord nung pong taon na yon. You know, as we talk about this, okay, I hope that we will see glimpses, kahit mo hindi lahat, glimpses of God's generosity. You know, how does God show His generosity to us or toward us? You know, there are many ways where God can show generosity. Nowadays, pag sinabi po natin generosity, ang unang pumapasok sa utak po natin, pera, provision. Okay? Magbibigay ako kasi I want to be generous. But you know what? As I've said a while ago, God is big and vast and He cannot be boxed with just money. Okay? God can show Himself generous in many ways. And according to this chapter in Psalm 65, God showed how generous He is in three ways. So pag-usapan po natin, babalikan po natin yung verses 1 to 5. Sabi po dyan, praise is due to you, O God in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed. O you who hear prayers, to you shall all flesh come. So si Lord, kaya nila tine-thank you kasi nakikinig at nadidinig ni Lord yung mga dasal nila. So kaya sabi dyan, O you who hear prayer, to you shall all flesh come. Nandito kaming lahat, mag-worship sa'yo kasi in-answer mo yung prayer namin. Yan po yung sinasabi ng verse 2. Verse 3, when iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. Meaning, kapag nagkasala ako, pinapatawad mo ko. Yun lang po yun, in layman's term. So basically, if you summarize yung verses 1 to 5, the people were thanking and worshiping God because of this word, forgiveness. They are thankful because God forgave them of their iniquities. God had atoned their transgressions. You know, as I was preparing for this message this morning, I felt like God was speaking to me the story of the poor widow. I don't know if you're familiar with that story. I felt like God was, you know, telling me that, you know, you will be able to say this clearer if you use this story. So let me share this story in Mark 12, verses 43 to 44. So bago po natin basahin, bigyan ko lang po kayo ng context. Okay, si Jesus po, umupo po siya malapit dun sa lagayan ng pera sa church. Kasi ganun po sa kanila eh. People will go to front or this particular area. And yung tithes po nila, hindi po katulad natin na ginaganon. So sila, inilalagay po sa box. So some churches still do today, yung pong ganun practice. And wala naman pong mali doon. So si Jesus, nandun siya. So nakikita niya kung ano yung mga nilalagay ng mga taong nagpupunta. And then after nung picture na yun, nung scenario na yun, sinabi niya to. He called his disciples to him and said to them, truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. Poor, pero siya yung pinakamaraming nilagay. Wow, medyo alarming. Medyo ano yun ha, parang controversial. Tuloy natin. Sabi dyan, for they all contributed out of their abundance. In short, yung sobra lang. Yung ano, yung di makakasakit sa kanila, yung pagbinigay nila, okay lang kung nawala yan eh, may pera pa ako. Yun yung point. But she, out of her poverty, has put in everything. Sabi mo everything. She had. All she had to live on. All that she had to live on. Ibinigay niya lahat. Wala siyang itinira. Yun po yung ibig sabihin ni Jesus. You know, as I was pondering about yung kanina pong pinasa natin, you know, I realized that, you know, this story can be compared to what Christ did for us. You know, out of His great riches, nasa heaven po si Lord, ang yaman-yaman po ni Lord, nasa Kanya lahat. He chose to be poor. He came here on earth and He became the sin that we should be. And He gave His everything. Sabi po dyan sa verse, all that she, pero si Jesus, all that He had to live on, ibinigay niya lahat. Ibinigay niya lahat-lahat. Wala siyang itinira, pati buhay niya, ibinigay niya. So that you can be forgiven. So that you will experience yung pagmamahal ni Lord. So that you can experience yung heaven one day. Pag dumating na yung time na yon. God had to be the poor one. God had to give all that He can or all that He has so that you can get everything. The reason why we can, you know, worship today, the reason why we can be secured today and be confident today is because we were just forgiven. Wala po na isa sa atin dito makapagmamalaki sa inyo na masasabi niyo na grabe, okay kami ni Lord. You know, I've been growing with God. I have a relationship with God. I've been walking with God. Yes, praise God for that. But I want to remind you that once in your life, you were just a sinner. And you were just forgiven. Pinatawad lang po tayo ni Lord. Not because you deserve it. Nobody deserves forgiveness. We all deserve hell. But because He loves us so much. God loves us so much that He put in everything. All that He had to live on. Ganun po ka-generous yung Lord na sinaserve po natin. Ibinigay niya po lahat yung sarili niya para po ma-experience mo yung pagmamahal. Para po ma-experience mo yung forgiveness. Para pag pumupunta ka sa church, ma-experience mo si Lord, ma-encounter mo si Lord. Para kahit na yung ekonomiya bumabagsak, ikaw secured ka pa rin. Kahit na may problema sa pamilya mo, alam mo, ikaw okay ka pa rin kasi forgiven ka ni Lord eh. That's how generous our God is. In verse 4, of Psalm 65, it says there, verse 4, blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. Basically, it's Him who chooses whom He wants to be near with. Okay? We never initiated to be near with God. Wala po na isa sa atin dito na nakaisip na, ay gusto ko ngang maging malapit kay Lord. Apart from God's initiative to choose you to be near Him, we cannot be near Him. You know, and that's what happened when we had been forgiven. Nung napatawad po tayo, we became near to God. Kaya nga naisip nyo minsan pag nagpe-pray ka, bakit parang feeling ko naririnig ako ni Lord? But pag nagbabasa ako ng Bible, parang naririnig ko siya. Kasi malapit ka kay Lord eh, kasi napatawad ka. You know, just to give you a history, nung pong Old Testament, not everybody can worship God in His presence. Because God is holy. If you're not holy, which is we are not holy, okay, mamamatay ka sa presensya ni Lord. That's why in those days, only high priests can do that job. So imagine, once a year, merong time na pupunta si high priest sa loob ng presence ni Lord. Ire-represent niya yung buong community, yung buong nation. Papatay siya ng animal para may sacrifice. At then papasok siya sa loob, hoping that God will accept the sacrifice. And if God accepts the sacrifice, then the whole community will be forgiven. So paglabas ng priest, yung mga tao nagre-rejoice. Yes, another year that we had been forgiven. Another year that God accepted the sacrifice. Kasi pwede naman niyang hindi accept. But you know what? 2,000 years ago, Jesus, who chose to be poor although He is rich, came here on earth. He had to die. Yung ibang high priest, nagsasacrifice ng animal. Si Jesus, siya po yung naging sacrifice. His own self. He gave His everything, all that He had to live on. He gave everything. Binigay niya lahat. At nung binigay niya lahat, in-offer niya yung forgiveness sa atin, tinanggap natin, kaya tayo malapit kay Lord. Kaya ngayon, hindi mo na kailangan mag-antay ng once a week pupunta ka sa church para mag-pray. You can enjoy God's presence because you are already near Him. You can enjoy His presence because you had been forgiven. Kahit nakakasin mo lang, kahit na feeling mo, layo-layo mo kay Lord, you can just come to Him and ask for His forgiveness. Even if you're down and you're problematic today, you can still go to His presence. You don't need a high priest to go, kasi si Lord na yung naging high priest natin once and for all. Siguro kung mga tao na nabubuhay lang ngayon, inggit na inggit sila sa atin. Buti pa kayo. Kami noon, kailangan pa may bridge para makapunta si kay Lord. Nakakalungkot, pwede na natin gawin at lumapit kay Lord. Minsan may ganun pa rin sa atin na, uy, papray mo nga kay Lord. Sige na, malakas ka naman sa kanya eh. May VG ka, small group leader ka. Ako, ama-attend lang ako. Minsan absent pa. You know, you can come to Him with who you are, with no pretensions, with no performance. You can come to Him. He already paved the way. Naputol na po yung barrier. Kaya nga, natandaan niyo po ba yung time na namatay siya sa cross? Yung curtain naputol sa dalawa? That curtain is the one that's dividing yung presence ni Lord, yung holiest of holy na place, tsaka yung labas, naputol yun. Naputol po. It means we can come to His presence freely as who we are. Pwede na tayong lumapit kay Lord. Ganun po yung privilege na meron tayo. When was the last time you spent time with God? Yung talagang spend time. Yung hindi ka nagmamadali. Yung gusto mo lang marinig yung voice ni Lord. Yung talagang in love ka ka Lord at ine-enjoy mo lang yung presence ni Lord. You know, I hope that you will not waste that privilege that He purchased on the cross. He purchased that on the cross so we can be near God. Sana po hindi niyo i-waste yung privilege na yun na pwede kang lumapit. Na matagal ka na palang inaantay ni Lord, ikaw lang pala yung hindi lumalapit. You have probably mindsets that you have already made. All you need to do is to approach God. Kasi napatawad ka na eh. Ngayon, kung hindi ka pa napapatawad, pwede kang humingi ng tawad. And you can enjoy the presence of God. You know, I've been to so many places in the world. Not to brag, okay? Missionary po ako, so malamang marami na po ako napuntahan. But nothing beats the presence of God. Nothing beats when you're in the presence of God, when you're enjoying who He is, when He's speaking to you, when you're communing with Him, nothing beats that. Kahit po yung nakapunta ako ng Great Wall, talo po yun. You know, I hope that you will take advantage of your privilege na pwede ka nang lumapit kay Lord kasi napatawad ka na. To continue this in verses 6 to 8, ito po yung second part. Sabi dyan, the one who by his strength, sabi mo nga strength, okay, establish the mountains. Alam mo, sa Kyrgyzstan po, yung tinitiran ko, almost 90% ng buong nation ay bundok. And even yung place namin, pag tumingin ka sa bintana, you will be surrounded with mountains. You're surrounded with mountains. Sobrang, ang gaganda po ng mga bundok doon, may mga snow pa sa taas. Sobrang tataas talaga nila. And when I was studying this, I realized that grabe yung mga bundok na yun, yung matitinding matataas na yun, si Lord yung gumawa nun, He established the mountains. That's how powerful and strong our God is. Okay, being girded with might, in verse 7, who stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, the tumult of the peoples. Verse 8, so that those who dwell at the ends of the earth are in awe at your signs. You make the going out of the morning and the evening to shout for joy. You know, in Mark chapter 4, 35 to 41, it is the physical way of Jesus stopping the storm and the waves. Kwento ko lang po, basahin natin. On that day, when evening had come, He said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took Him with them in the boat, just as He was. And other boats were with Him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat. Imagine niyo po ha, So bigla na lang may humangin, tapos biglang ang tataas na ng waves, breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. Okay, napupuno na po ng tubig. Parang yung mga Titanic, ganun na mas maliit lang. Okay, na-imagine niyo po ba? But he was in the stern, asleep in the cushion. While all this happening, God was sleeping. Paminsan yung hugot mo kay Lord, Lord, ano ba? Naghihirap na ako. Lord, yung puso ko dumudugo na. Gising ka ba, Lord? Sabi ni Lord sa'yo, chill lang, anak. Masyado ka namang tense. Kailangan mo yan, sabi ni Lord. Kasi kung hindi mo mangyayari yan sa'yo, hindi mo ko tatawagin. Tignan mo, tinatawag mo ako ngayon. Kaya okay lang yan. Sige lang. And they woke him up. Imagine, mga fishermen po ito, ha? Mga swimmer po ito. Takot na takot. And said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? In other translation, that we are dying. Maminsan, ganun din yung tanong mo kay Lord. Lord, hindi mo ba alam nang sakit-sakit na? Tuwing nakikita ko siya, Lord. Naalala ko lahat. Yes. Lord, wala ka bang pakialam na wala kaming makain? Lord, hindi ko nga alam kung may trabaho pa ako next month eh. Lord, ano ba? Minsan, ganun yung tanong natin kay Lord. Lord, nakikita mo ba ako, Lord? Lord, akala ko ba God ka? May mga ganun pa minsan na tanong, ano? Ina-accuse na si Lord. Next verse. And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. Ganun po ka-powerful si Lord. Verse 40. He said to them, Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? Yung point po niya dyan, Have you still no faith in me? Kasi kasama niyo ako. Tingin niyo ba malulunod kayo? Kasama niyo yung Diyos? Sometimes, you know, it's a wake up. This should be a wake up call for us. Yes, you know, I cannot, hindi ko po pwedeng sabihin na yung problema niyo, bala lang yan, or hindi po mabigat yan. I understand. May pinagdadaanan din po kami. Pero ito po yung tanong sa inyo, Lord. Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith in Jesus? The one who forgave you and chose you? The one that is so powerful and strong? The one who saved you from hell? Ganun po katindi yung strength ni Lord na dapat sa impyerno ka pero sa heaven ka na. Have you still no faith? How long have you been walking with me? The Lord says. Di ba nangyari na yan dati? Bakit ngayon kinakabahan ka pa rin? Next verse. And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, Who then is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him. Yun po yung sinasabi ng verse sa Psalm 65. The God that we're serving is so strong and powerful, he can just tell the wave still and peace and it will stop. Metaphorically, but physically, you know what? God can just tell to your problems, go and it will go. God can tell you, be strong and you will be strong. Whatever situation you're in today, maybe yung iba sa inyo nalulunod na sa waves. I hope that you will look to God and believe that He is strong and He is powerful. That only one word, everything will change in your situation. You know, there's a picture of an anchor. You know, anchors are used to anchor the ships. So yung mga ship po, para hindi sila gumalaw, kailangan silang i-angkla sa land. Okay? Kasi pag hindi, pagising nila sa umaga, nandun na yung boat sa malayo na. You know what? In our relationship with God, ang angkla po natin, yung anchor po natin, ng faith natin, ay na kay Lord, na kay Jesus Christ. Kung ano po yung mga ginawa niya sa buhay mo. So that when everything that's happening, may mga problema, may mga pagsubok, may mga testings, may mga trials, dun ka pa rin babalik sa angkla. Hindi, naka-anchor yung faith ko kay Lord. Saan ba yung faith mo? Sa economy o sa tao? Saan ba yung faith mo? Sa situation? Eh di ba ang faith mo na kay Lord? So I hope, yes, there are a lot of situations that aren't controllable, but we are anchored in the one that is unchanging. In the one that will never change. The world may change. Okay? the economy might change. The people that you trust may betray you. Nagbabago na po ang mundo. Kahapon nga, may nabasa lang ako. Isang sikat na university. Okay na sa kanila mag-cross-dress yung mga tao. Grabe, sabi ko na nabasa ako. Grabe, nagbabago na talaga yung mundo, no? Pag babae ka, pwede ka na magpanlalaki. Pag lalaki ka, pwede ka na magpamabae. Nagbabago na talaga. I mean, it's changing. But you know what? With the changing that's happening, we can still be secured. We can still have peace. We can still be, you know, at peace in our hearts, knowing that we are gonna be okay. Why? Because the God that we are in a relationship with will never change. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, it says there, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Kaya nga kung nakaangkla yung faith mo sa stocks o sa ibang mga sources ng income mo, talagang mawawave yung faith mo. Pero kung yung faith mo na kay Lord, bumagsak man ang stocks, I mean, may mangyari man sa pamilya mo, secured ka pa rin. May peace ka pa rin sa heart mo kasi alam mo na hindi matitinag yung angkla mo, si Jesus yun eh. Matibay yun. You know, a lot of people pay for peace today. Alam mo, may mga pupunta pa sa Norway, di ba? May mga nagpupunta sa Sweden para lang mag-enjoy at makita yung Aurora Boulevard, yung Borealis. Yan. Grabe, nag-change yung ano, ang ganda, nagiging green, nagiging red. Pag ang doon ka siguro, parang, Lord, grabe, napaka-peaceful dito, Lord. Sana ganito na lang araw-araw. Tapos pagbalik mo ng Pilipinas, ganito na naman ang buhay. Wala na naman peace. Kasi nga, changing yung, ano, yung anchor eh. Pero even if you're in the place where there is no peace, but you are anchored in the one that is unchanging, you can still have peace. Pwede ka pa rin magkaroon ng peace. Naalala ko nung estudyante ako, meron kaming subject na halos lahat kami babagsak sa isang subject namin sa course namin. And lahat ng classmate ko, kasi yung classmate ko, matatalino po yung mga kaklase ko eh. Ako medyo lang. So lahat sila takot na takot. Naku, patay ako sa tatay ko. Naku, patayin, mawawala yung scholarship ko. Ganyan, dami nilang fears. Well, ako naman, may fear din. Pero, sa utak ko, Lord, ikaw yung anchor ko eh. So kung ano man na mangyari dito, bumagsak man ako, I'm sure you will still be there. Ngayon, kung bumasa man ako, praise God. I mean, hindi ako masasway ng situation because unang-una, yung faith ko, wala dun sa nangyayari na kay Lord. So whatever happens, I will still be okay. Nagtataka yung mga klase ko, alam mo, bakit ganun? Lahat kami nag-worry na parang ikaw, apathetic ka, wala kang pakialam. Alam mo ba kung bakit? Gusto mo, one-to-one tayo. Sinabi ko, baka, kasi may relationship ako kay Lord eh. Tapos yung iba, hindi ako pinansin. Kapag meron kang relationship kay Lord, pwede kang maging secured. At makikita ng mga tao yan. And then yung last part, basahin po natin yung verse 9. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You know, ang Israel po nasa Middle East. Okay? So in short, medyo drought po ng tubig doon. But the fact that there's harvest, people are so thankful kasi nga po, pinrovide sila ni God ng water kaya sila nagkaroon ng harvest. Kaya kinakanta po nila to. Yun po yung context niyan. Okay? So, ano po yung ibig kong sabihin dito? Kahit na nasa disyerto ka pa, feeling mo disyerto to ngayon, yung sitwasyon mo. Kung kasama mo si Lord, definitely, riches will abound. Where God goes, riches abound. Okay? Hindi mo kailangan problemahin kung saan ka yayaman. Ano ba dapat ang negosyo ko? Kailangan ba sa bansa na ganito ako pumunta? Anong course yung okay para pagka-graduate ko, maganda yung trabaho ko? If you are in the place where God wants you to be, then you don't have, okay, to think of riches if it will come to you. Definitely, if it's the will of God, if you are in the center of the will of God, then riches will come. Hindi mo na kailangan problemahin. Kasi minsan yung ibang tao, ang pinoproblema, yung hindi dapat problemahin. Paano papasok ang pera? Kaya naman, problema ka lalo. Kasi unang-una, hindi mo muna tinanong, Lord, ito ba yung gusto mo? Lord, ito ba yung gusto mong route na tahakin ko? Kaya yung iba, pumunta ng Canada, pumunta ng US, wala pong masama doon na, don't get me wrong. Pero hindi po yun yung will ni Lord. Kaya pagdating doon, nagtataka sila, nasa US na kami, bakit mahirap pa rin ang buhay? Eh ang tanong, diyan ba talaga gusto ni Lord? Eh baka dapat naman sa kainta ka lang. Nagbayad ka pa ng eroplano. Yun pala, kailangan mo lang mag-trust kay Lord at mag-stay doon at papayamanin ka ni Lord doon. So what I'm saying is this. Before you begin to pray for provision, ask God, Lord, is this the place where you want me to be? Because where God calls you, there He will provide for you. When I accepted the challenge to be a missionary in Kyrgyzstan, I have so many fears. Because I know I will need more money there because mas mahal po doon, aeroplano and everything, visa, compared po dito. But I had to trust God. And you know, true enough, with the 9 months that we are there, God never failed to provide for us. He provided for us more than what we need because we are in the center of God's will. Question is, are you at the center of God's will today? Did you even ask God before you venture in that business? Ask God, Lord, ito ba yung gusto mong ginagawa ko? Na-honor ba si Lord dyan sa negosyo mo, sa ginagawa mo, sa work mo? Baka hindi. Eh kaya hindi ka na-bless. Baka wala si Lord dyan. Sabi dyan, you water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges, softening it with showers, and blessing its growth. Okay? Waters and showers represent rain, actually. And minsan yung iba sa atin, Lord, ba't ganun? Parang puro na lang ulan, puro na lang unos, puro na lang testings and trials. Pero yung mga taga ano po, mga taga Israel, kapag nawawater po at nasa-shower ng tubig yung land nila, mas tuwang-tuwa sila. Kasi it means mas mag-grow yung plant. Okay? Kasi pag walang tubig, hindi mag-grow yung plant. Kailangan yung tubig. And you know, for some of you, matagal mong pinagpipray, Lord, tanggalin mo tong unos na to, yung ulan na to, Lord, yung bagyo. Araw na lang, Lord. Kailangan ko to, pero yung ulan na to, tanggalin mo na. Lord, yung 2016 ko, Lord, napakabagyo. Eh, ang tanong, baka naman pinaprepare lang ni Lord yung abundance. Baka naman pinaprepare lang ni Lord yung blessing na kailangan ka muna niyang basain at punuin so that when the blessings come, you are ready for it. So don't ask God to remove those trials and, you know, testings. Be excited all the more. Because that is gonna prepare the way for you to be blessed. Yung iba sa inyo dito, 2017, ano ba yan? 2017 pa lang, bagyo na agad. Matuwa po kayo kasi winawater lang po ni Lord yan. Para po yung pagpapala, susunod na po after. You know, it's never an intention of God for you to be in poverty. As a matter of fact, it's also not an intention of God just for you to have enough. Yung iba sa inyo, yung prayer nyo sa inyo, Lord, basta sakto lang, basta may pambayad sa bill, basta makabayad lang sa tuition. Hindi rin po yun yung will ni Lord. Okay? Next verse, you crown the year with your bounty, your wagon, trucks, overflow with abundance. Yun po yung gusto ni Lord na meron ka, that you will overflow. That you will be saying to God, Lord, okay na, tama na Lord, okay na kahit na hindi na mo naibigay yan, okay na kami ng pamilya ko. God's design for us is for us to overflow. Kasi anak tayo ni Lord eh. Imagine mo, yung tatay mo, yung may-ari ng universe. So kung yung tatay mo may-ari ng universe, pwede mong hingin yung nandun sa universe. Di ba? Lord, gusto ko siya. Bigay mo naman siya sa akin. Pwede yun. Yung iba, natuwa yung oo nga, no? Pinag-pray mo na ba yan kay Lord? Baka nililigawan mo na, hindi pa pala. Pinag-pray. You know, God wants you to overflow. Not just enough, but overflow. Huwag kang mahihiya kapag nag-overflow ka sa blessing. Kasi yan yung will ni Lord. Huwag ka makonsensya. Yung iba walang kinakain. Ako, ang dami-dami ko. Eh, ano naman? Eh, yun nga yung will ni Lord sa'yo eh. Nakakahiya naman, Lord. Aircon yung kwarto ko. Eh, di patayin mo. Yun po yung design ni Lord for you to overflow. Kasi anak ka ni Lord eh. kahit sinong magulang, ayaw na nagugutom yung anak niya. Kahit na nga, I mean, may nakita kasi akong pregnant po kayo. Kahit nga pregnant pa lang, naalala ko nung wife ko, pregnant siya. Talagang hanggang maaari, painumin na lahat ng masustansya, pakainin ng masustansya. Kasi anak yun nandun sa loob, anak mo yun eh. Di ba? Gusto mo the best lahat. Hanggang sa bago lumabas, kumpleto na yung kwarto, may crib, lahat na. Pink lahat, yung pala lalaki. Ano? Kasi wala namang magulang na gustong, yung anak ko dapat sa ano lang, yung lampin lang na madumi. Di ba? Yung dapat, yung una niya, yung may mga surot, ganun. Hindi intention ni Lord na mabuhay ka sa poverty. He wants you to overflow. That's His design for you. Because you are His son and you are His daughter. Yun yung pagpapala ni Lord sa'yo. Not just overflow, but abundance. Okay, hindi po yun yung kay Tito Boy, ha? Okay. Mga abundance, love your mother and make them proud. God wants you to be abundant. Sobra-sobra. Okay, hindi mo na makontain. Yung talagang, Lord, grabe. Which eventually will lead to worship Him. Alam mo, kaya ka gustong i-bless ni Lord? Kasi gusto niya maintindihan mo kung gaano siya ka-generous na God. So in short, at the end of the day, yes, you're blessed, but I hope that that blessing will lead to worshiping Him, will lead to knowing Him more, that He is a generous God. Kasi kung huminto lang dun sa thank you Lord na bless ako, or Lord, yes, mayaman na ako, huminto lang dun, hindi yun yung point. God wants to bless you so that you will understand how generous your God is. And in turn, you will worship Him. So the ultimate purpose of that is for you to bring back the glory and worship to Him, that you will acknowledge na, Lord, it's not me, it's You. Lord, hindi ako, Ikaw yung Lord. Parang ganon. Kaya gusto kong sabihin sa inyo, kung hindi dumating sa 2016, antay lang. Wait, furthermore, God's provision and abundance are yet to come. Do you believe that? Kasi anak ka eh. You know, as I close, as we understand God's generosity through His forgiveness, power, and provision, we will know Him more, resulting in a deeper relationship and worship to Him. I hope today, kahit na konti, naintindihan mo kung paano ka napatawad, kung gaano ka strong at powerful yung God na sineserve mo, kung gaano siya katindi in terms of provision, I hope it will lead you to worshiping Him. In Romans 8:32, it says here, He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? Binigay niya nga si Lord eh. Para ma-experience mo yung life na hindi mo pa na-experience before. In short, hindi po tumitigil nung na-accept mo si Lord. You can still enjoy abundance and overflow because you already experienced the best blessing, and that is Jesus Christ. And the design of God is for you to be blessed all the more. Bakit kaya minsan, no, it's so easy for you to believe that you are saved, and yet it's so hard for you to believe that you can be blessed. Where in fact, it's harder to believe for us to be saved. Kasi mas mahirap po yun eh. If you really understood how generous our God is, then you know, you will have a strong faith. You will, kumbaga, all the more expect God's blessings, God's overflow in your life, so that it will result to worship. Let us just all close our eyes and bow our heads. Lord, we thank You, Father, for You are a generous God beyond what we can imagine. And Lord, thank You for Your generosity is experienced today by Your people. I want to pray for some of us here. Maybe 2017, kakapasok pa lang ng taon, and you know, you already experienced rain and storm. And because of that, there's fear. You feel like you're drowning right away with fear and doubt. And there's so much uncertainties that you're experiencing today. And you know, God wants to secure you. If that is you, we want to pray for you. As a church, we want to pray for you. We want God to minister to you this evening. If that is you, raise your hand so I can pray for you. Lord, I feel like I'm drowning right away. Lord, there's so much uncertainties. There's so much fears, Father. Lord, you see the hands, not just the hands, but the hearts of these people. Lord, we know that you are a strong God. We know that you are a powerful God. Lord, I pray that you calm their hearts today. Lord, I pray that out of your own power, Lord, you give them peace. Lord, may they understand how powerful and strong you are. That you have purchased everything on the cross, including these things that we are experiencing today. I pray, Father, that you quiet their spirit. Lord, we lift up your brothers and sisters who are facing trials today. Lord, we pray that you secure them. Lord, reveal to them your promises. Lord, give them words, Father, that they will be encouraged. Lord, speak to them, God. Be in their midst. Lord, we mentioned a while ago, where you are, blessings will be there. Lord, I speak blessing upon these people, Father. Lord, thank you, for you have not forgotten us. You have not forgotten your people. And we lift up to you all our concerns. We give to you all our burdens. And Lord, we take by faith your blessing that you have given to us.